You're listening to That MMA Show.
What's up, everyone, and welcome to another edition of That MMA Show. I am your host, Jeremy Johnson. I am happy to be back here on the microphone talking to all you guys, doing my work, of course, with Shamrock Fighting Championships. I know you guys check me out all the time there on the TV shows, because let me tell you, you're all over my social media, and I appreciate it. If you guys do ever want to follow me on Twitter, I am at MMA Jeremy, Instagram as Jeremy J MMA, and on Snapchat as MMA Jeremy J. I know that's a lot, but it's out there. We'll put those in the liner notes, too, to the show. But today is going to be an amazing show. But first and foremost, all of our shows are brought to you by War Tape. It is the best athletic tape wrap out there. If you work in the fight business, if you work in CrossFit, no matter what, this is the best athletic tape for you, and you can get yours by going to www.wartapebrand.com. Use the promo code THATMMASHOW for a big discount and let them know that I sent you. Also today, our show is brought to you by Diamond MMA. Now, guys out there, if you're in the combat sport world, if you're in baseball, whatever, you know what it's like to take a low blow, and it's not pretty at all. So what you guys need to do is head on over to DiamondMMA.com. Get your protection there. It is literally the best in the business. You've heard me talk about it. You've heard me talk about it on the broadcast. You've heard Joe Rogan mention them on the UFC. I mean, we use it all the time, and it is just the best product that is out there. Get it by going to www.diamondmma.com. Use the promo code THATMMASHOW and get yourself a big discount. Today, we are talking Cutman for Hire. Of course, last time we had Stitch Duran on the air talking about the big merge with Juan Ramirez and, you know, Stitch Premium products. They're now going to be sold for Cutman for Hire. So go to their website, cutman4hire.com, and get all your supplies. If you work in the fight business, if you corner, if you coach, if you want to be a cutman, this is the place to start, and that is at cutman4hire.com. And finally, we have to talk about wardrobe, men and ladies, actually. We have to talk about your wardrobe. You need to be looking fresh, and you can do that by going to Tom James Clothing of St. Louis if you are here in the St. Louis area, but he helps out all over Kansas City and everywhere that we are located. Go check out my buddy Ben Lawler. He is at Tom James of St. Louis. Check him out, the best suits. When you see me live on television or out in public, Tom James is all I wear, so get yours by going to Tom James Clothing of St. Louis. All right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up today, I have an amazing interview. I am so stoked to talk to this guy. We become friends. We went out to dinner a week ago over at Invicta. I said, man, you got to be on my show, and we had to do it. This was a great interview today, and it goes a little deep because it needed to, and I think that Joe has a great message, and that is the UFC's ring announcer, Joe Martinez. Now, we've been talking to all the guys behind the scenes. I wanted to bring in Joe to kind of talk about the ring announcers things, and we talked a lot about that. We also talked a lot about what it's like behind the scenes, what it's like whenever the jobs don't come in. So, guys, this is a great interview. Stick with me the entire time as we talk to the UFC's Joe Martinez coming up next.
Hello, guys. This is Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and you are listening to That MMA Show.
Back at it here on That MMA Show. Now, as we've been doing, we've been talking about all this cool stuff, you know, the behind the scenes, the guys that make it up, not just the fighters. Well, today I went out and got one of the best, and that is Joe Martinez, ring announcer for the UFC, for Invicta. He's been with Golden Boy, I mean, just all over. Old school WEC days, one of my favorites. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm awesome, man. How you doing, Jeremy?
I am great. Thank you so much for joining us today here on That MMA Show.
Oh, my pleasure. Happy to be here.
All right. So now, Joe, for everyone out there who's listening, you've made it to the highest of heights. You are the ring announcer for Invicta. You handle a lot of the UFC shows. Did the old WEC days, but you're also, you know, big in the boxing world. But for all of the fans out there, how did the start come about? What came about that brought Joe Martinez into the world of combat sports?
A complete accident, I would say. Definitely nothing I was aspiring for, you know, when I was younger. You know, I've been asked this question several times. I think basically it just happened while I was playing soccer in high school. I broke my wrist and didn't get to play baseball my senior year. So I always had a knack. I used to watch Headline Sports and just recite the intro commercial, like the Levi's 100% Cotton Dockers, you know, that commercial or the promo lead into it. And my parents really just encouraged me to chase any ambitions that I had, you know, that were good, you know, nothing along the lines of bad, of course. I mean, I don't know many parents that would, you know, encourage that, but they just really supported any of my goals. And that was, it turned into one of them. You know, I actually wanted to be a forest ranger at one point. And I guess I just found my niche along the way, and it was announcing. I really enjoyed being a voice behind the scenes, because that's, I started more in the public address announcing realm than any public, you know, visual voice.
Right.
So I found that to be a fun place for me to just, you know, hide out and talk.
What was the start? What was the first thing that people got to hear Joe Martinez's voice?
High school baseball.
Really?
Yeah, high school baseball. Yeah. I started out in the crow's nest up there. Like, again, it was my senior year in high school, and I still wanted to be a part of the program. And so I just became the stat guy, sitting there with a broken arm or wrist. And I asked my coach one day, the PA announcer didn't show up. I said, let me get up there. I can take care of this. So I did. Yeah, I fell in love with it, man.
That's awesome. So what made the jump then? Where did the combat sport end of this come from?
That was all from college, doing college basketball. I did every sport at Cal State Fullerton except for baseball. I tried out for a professional baseball team back in 96 and ended up getting the job, and just carried him to college, you know, at the time. And I said, hey, you guys need an announcer? I'm available. And I ended up going and doing a softball, you know, college softball tournament. It was like 24 games in 4 days.
Oh, my goodness.
And they said, you got the gig. And I was like, right on. So I rolled with it. And while I was doing college basketball, a guy by the name of Dean Loheis, he worked for the Cal State Athletic Commission. And he says, Joe, you got to get into boxing. So he vouched for me. He actually pretended to be my uncle to a promoter. And the promoter called me up and said, your uncle says you can announce fights, and I got a show coming up. Are you available? I said, I sure am. I had no idea he vouched for me. And I'm like, which uncle are you talking about? Because I had no uncles that lived local and that knew anybody. So he goes, oh, Dean. And I said, okay, yeah. And you know, Dean's just this regular, random, you know, white guy from California that's been in the sport for years and had a very good, strong reputation in the game. And he vouched for me, and that was, you know, pretty much what propelled me into it. And I will say I did play along with the lie.
Well, heck yeah.
So it took me to places I can't even begin to be. I'm just so thankful, you know, for the opportunity and where it's led me. It's been crazy. I've been all over the world, you know, with either the Globetrotters or the U.S. Olympic team or, you know, boxing, MMA, all these things have just led me into places I couldn't even imagine, you know, getting into.
So, all right, so before we get into the story then of, you know, working with Golden Boy and doing Oscar De La Hoya's TV show and that kind of thing, but what's been the favorite sport that you've announced?
Honestly, baseball.
Really?
That's been my passion. I just retired after 22 years with a minor league baseball team out in Lake Elsinore, the Storm, which is the affiliate of the San Diego Padres. And that was always and always has been my passion. I love baseball, the sport. You know, you take it or you don't. You know, I like the pace of it. I really don't mind that it's slow and it takes 3-4 hours to complete 9 innings. I love the art. You know, I enjoy mixed martial arts. Absolutely just thrilling, because you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
You know, any guy on any given day can be a good boxer if he's a strong wrestler, or, you know, vice versa. You know, I think it's that unknown factors. Like, you better be well-rounded to get in that cage, you know, as opposed to boxing. You know, boxing has a lot of body bag fights. You can pretty much say who's going to win before the fight even takes place. It's just kind of designed that way to right. build up guys' records before they compete, you know, against somebody that, you know, is on an equal level or greater.
Right. All right. So now talking about the world of boxing, I remember back in the days of the next great champ back in 04. How did that come about with working then with, I believe that was Fox Reality did those, you know, how did all of that come about to jump into the television world then?
That was the same guy. It was Dean Loise.
Wow. That's a good guy. That's a good friend to have.
Yeah, no, man. Well, he just is an incredible man, you know, and I haven't spoken to him in a few years. Unfortunately, he's not in the game anymore, or sport anymore. But man, just a really special person. But I was a sports editor after I graduated college. I went up back to my hometown, became the sports editor, sports writer, photographer, and for a good couple years, I was still announcing boxing. And then that show popped up, and it was actually the two of them. It was the Contender, and it was the Next Great Champ. And at the time, you know, he was kind of the liaison for them, you know, in the sport. Like, who can we get to be our refs? Who can we get to be our judges? And then they go, oh, we need a ring announcer. Well, the Contender wasn't looking for anybody at the time. And he goes, Joe, I'm going to put you on the Next Great Champ, this Oscar De La Hoya show. And he's like, how do you feel? I was like, absolutely, let's do it. So that was honestly the ticket for me to get back into where I really wanted to be. I wanted to be an announcer. I wanted to take that as far as I could go. And doing that show for the tapings that we did, I think we did, I don't know how many episodes offhand, but it was enough money for me to say, okay, I'm going to chase this thing for real. And sports writing is great. It's something I can fall back on if it doesn't work out. And, you know, thank God it did. I ended up, you know, quitting my job and took the leap, moved down to Orange County. And, you know, it was feast or famine for the most part. But, you know, like I said, I made enough money where I could survive for a good few months without really having to worry about, you know, where my next meal was going to come from. That did happen, though.
Oh,
it
wow.
did come later on, you know, probably about a year after doing that show. Like, things just dried up for me, and I had no money. I had no direction. You know, my career, I feel like, was going nowhere, and I hit that wall. It was a scary moment.
Well, so let's talk about that then. What does it take for all those guys out there, you know, who are the aspiring guys in this field? You know, what led you through the dark times? I mean, I know that you have an incredible faith. I know that you also, you know, you have a great family behind you. But what does it take to get through that dark time like that?
Well, definitely perseverance. And you have to have that family support, you know, which I did. I wasn't married at the time. I was single. I wasn't living. I wasn't going on a path that I think was pleasing to God by any means. So going through that phase right there just really opened up my eyes to a whole nother, you know, realm. I'm like, okay, I'm struggling here. I don't think I'm going to be able to pull out of this. So really, I sat there for a while just depressed and I couldn't understand because I felt like I had the talent, but I couldn't get the break. I couldn't catch the break. And it wasn't until I met my wife, you know, back in 2005. So I'm going through this in 04. So she met me at my absolute lowest, which was an amazing testimony right there, because who wants to hang out with this loser guy who has a dream and it's not coming through? You know, and she made really good money in her job. But she just encouraged me, you know, and she saw something in me that I lost touch of. You know, I was like, I saw these things that I couldn't make it come together. So she's like, let's get you a demo reel. Let's get you a website and let's just start shopping you, you know? And I was like, okay, never really thought about that, but that's what we did. So she picked me up when I was really low. And so did my mom and, family, helped me along the way. But yeah, it was a bad struggle. You know, I was severely in debt. You know, and my wife and I ended up getting married almost 2 years after we met.
Wow.
And so she stuck with me through it. And we grew.
That's awesome. That is an awesome story. So from this point then, where do we jump into? Because I know that you worked WEC probably around 2006, 2007, right, is when that would have kicked
right.
in. So then tell me, how did we lead into, all right, we've done some boxing, now we're going to jump into the world of mixed martial arts?
Well, I mean, another accident. I mean, nothing that...
Joe, you seem to have a lot of happy accidents, buddy.
You know what? I'll take it. I'll take it. That was... That just came out of nowhere, honestly. Reed Harris called me one day. I had no desire whatsoever to be in the mixed martial arts. I did a cage fight down in San Diego at Sports and B, and I took my wife, and we just kind of were like, this is... Honestly... First impressions were, this is lame. These guys are laying on the ground, they're rolling around, you know, pulling on each other's body parts. I was like, I don't dig it, you know. And I was a boxing guy, you know,
right.
That was my where I felt like, okay, this is where I'm going to grow. And did the show, got a call from Reed Harris to go up and do WEC. Knew nothing about it. And then, you know, I look back on that card. I can't pull every name out of it, you know, now. But I know Eddie Wineland was there, Faber was there. Rob McCullough, you know, these guys were on that card. And to me, I had no idea who they were. But I brought one of my buddies, and he goes, oh, my gosh, Razor Rob. And, you know, he's dropping all these names. I'm like, dude, relax. This is a goofy sport. He goes, dude, you don't get it. You don't realize how big this is. And I did that WEC show up in Lemoore at Tati Palace, and I was hooked. It was crazy awesome. So, you know, shortly after that, Reed called me again, or actually it was Peter Dropic over at WEC. He was working with Zupa, still is, and said, hey, we're really interested in you, and threw a contract at me, and I said, absolutely. You know, it was a godsend.
That's just awesome. So now you have moved into a lot of other organizations. I know that you work with you worked with Cage Fight or Cage Warriors for a while. But now also full time with Invicta FC, you know, that's where we met, went, hung out, had some dinner. It was awesome. What has it been like now to work with the, I mean, we're talking the big organizations, of course. Let's start with Invicta first though. How did that one come about? I know you've been with them a long time. I've actually been involved with Invicta since Invicta 3. So, I mean, I know that it's been a great ride for them. How'd you get involved with Shannon?
Just through a mutual friend, this guy that was on Twitter at the time when I was still on Twitter, he pretty much just put the bug in Shannon's ear that, hey, Joe Martinez is available. And she and I ended up having a conversation. And I think we actually met on a radio show, you know, not in person, but just conversational on a radio show. And it took off from there, you know, and what a just another, you know, amazing woman. You know, she's a good, strong Christian woman that, you know, I've been able to share, you know, my heart with, and vice versa. And we have a really neat relationship, a friendship. And I'm happy to be there, man. I love to see somebody with a passion, not only for the sport, but for the women of the sport, you know, and she's completely dedicated, fully on board and committed to growing it, you know, and I would say, like, you know, who knows how big it can get. And I think the only thing that could stop it would be her, you know, at
right.
this point.
Definitely.
I mean, she's got a strong support system behind her. She's got the right people. And, you know, sky's the limit, honestly.
Absolutely. All right, so talking about big organizations, what was it like when Zuffa and the UFC came calling?
It was great. Yeah, it really was. And I don't want to say I put all my eggs in one basket, because I had done that before.
Right.
And I took it for what it was. I said, look, you know, I'm excited to work with you guys. I've always been a huge fan of the UFC since I was with WEC. You know, the Zuffa umbrella, it's a very comfortable place to be. And it's also, you know, you're at the top because they treat everything like it means everything. You know, it's from the smallest thing, like from getting a shuttle to the airport or being picked up at the airport. I mean, it's so professional and top level that, you know, everybody matters. You know, it's not just the guy that is the ring announcer or the guy that does the IFB for your earpiece. Everybody is a vital component with the UFC. And, you know, they've had their knocks along the way because people feel mistreated or whatever. But it's business. You know, at the end of the day, it's business. And I think that would be the thing that is different from baseball for me to professional sports is the family attitude. You know, in baseball, I always felt like this is my family, and I love being around these people. Not saying I don't enjoy being around in the fight game, but it's a business. At the end of the day, it is a business. You know, minor league baseball, it's a family atmosphere. They want everybody to go out and enjoy themselves and have a good time and leave the game not caring who won, but you just had fun.
Right.
You know? UFC, you know, and Golden Boy, it is what it is. And they're out to make, you know, the money and put on great shows. So they bring in the right people that have that same desire. But, yeah, that phone call, and it was actually for a Strike Force. It was Craig Versari called me, and it was a Strike Force show, and Cyborg had fought the Japanese girl. I think it was, like, in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
But I told my wife, I said, oh, my gosh, because I really thought when I left the WBC, I was like, I severed that relationship. I thought I wounded it, you know, because I didn't leave on a happy note. In my eyes, it was like, okay, you guys are merging with UFC, and I'm getting left behind. You know, I felt really, you know, kicked to the curb, you know, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one. But I was like, man, I poured my heart into this, and now I'm nothing. You know, I really felt like I wasn't anything anymore. I went through some depression. You know, I felt slighted.
Wow.
You know?
So I can definitely
see that.
Marriage
wasn't going well either. You know, it was like all these things were just adding up. And that's really when I turned to God and I said, I need you because I'm trying to do all this stuff, and I don't know if it's even what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I was going to join the military at one point, you know, and go to officer candidate school and just go that route and leave my dream behind, you know, or get a full-time job, and which I did try a couple times, and it didn't work out because I don't work well at full-time positions for some reason. It's hard for me to sit at a desk for 8 hours.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, thank God for these other things, you know, but yeah, just to go back to that, I told my wife and we were ecstatic, but again, you know, we weren't at a good point in our relationship together. So, you know, it took us some time.
And you know, as I said, you're a man of faith and turning to that, I think really did you what made you now as you see into the UFC and all of the other sport that you work.
Yeah, it did. It definitely changed my perspective on things. I would say, you know, earlier on in my life, and I think it's because, I mean, I can date it back to even being a kid and the relationship I didn't have with my father. You know, always just that want, that need for somebody to pay attention to me. And any attention to me was good, whether it was negative or positive, and mostly it was negative. And that's what I grasped onto was like, hey, man, people are noticing me. You know, and when I was in WC, I was popular, and people paid attention to me and sent me messages. Women sent me messages, and I was like, yeah, cool. You know, I'm somebody. And what a just empty perspective to have. Yeah. And I didn't realize it until I almost lost everything. You know, family-wise. So when that was happening and I was going nowhere, basically just sitting in neutral, I came to that realization. And my wife and I split up for about a month, and I was miserable. And, you know, I sought after the Lord. And I thankfully God put the right person in my path and helped me with some direction. And, man, I caught fire. And I'm not saying that I accepted Christ and my life changed overnight, because it didn't. It was a good 18 months before she and I were on the same level, going after the same thing. And, you know, I didn't want my kids to go through what I went through. I didn't want them to ever struggle with not feeling loved or appreciated, you know, those types of things that are important in growth. So it was very important to me to find a good solid ground, and that's where my relationship with Christ just flourished, and my wife's. I mean, to share our testimony when we go to churches, people that know us, and we tell them about our past, and they're like, no way. You know, no way did you guys go through that, because they see what they see now and the fruit of what God has done in our lives.
Right.
They don't see what we allowed to happen and destroy us. But it's awesome to be able to share that, because you know what? We're imperfect, but we're perfectly made. And when you can understand that and know that God's got a plan for your life, and I'm not trying to give you a sermon here or any of the listeners, but for me, this is what it did. And to be on a different level and not care about what the world thinks about me, which is why I got my Twitter. I removed the Twitter. I don't have a Facebook. Only thing I have is an Instagram. I share that with friends and family. But I want to make Jesus famous. I don't want to make Joe Martinez famous. You know, I've done that. I've tried that. And it's empty at the end of the day. You know, but I know what isn't. And that's my faith in what God's going to do and has done in my life. So that's where our commitment is. If announcing went away from me tomorrow, you know what? That's okay. You know, because I know that God's going to do a mighty work. And he's already doing a mighty work, you know, in my family, in our property that we just bought, and what we're, you know, the plan is here. And that's where I sit today. It's an entirely different perspective, but man, I couldn't be happier.
I love it. We are talking to the UFC and Invicta ring announcer, Joe Martinez. All right, Joe, now let's talk a bit about the fight business, because we've gotten some questions that some of our listeners and some of my friends have posted out there that they want to know. All right, what has been your favorite fight so far in your career to call? To what was the one that when you announced it, it was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be huge?
Oh, man, jeez, I get this one too. This is a tough one, you know, and I think I'd have to go back to Faber-Pulver 1, and that was WC Sacramento, Arco Arena, probably the biggest show I've ever done in my life at that time. To me, that was like, wow, you know, the electricity. I just remember being in that atmosphere, main event time, and Sacramento kid coming in, and I couldn't even hear myself think. I couldn't hear the words coming out of my mouth. You know, that was just heart pounding, adrenaline, and you get out of there and you know you can't contain yourself sometimes. You as a fan, you just let crazy things go. You know, you lose your mind. As an announcer, I had to reel myself in and remember that this is a job. I need to respect both of these guys completely and the sport and not make a clown out of myself. You know, look like a clown because I'm so crazy excited about this. You know, so that one sticks out as, I would say, number one.
Okay. All right. Best piece of advice for the up-and-comer out there?
Get a job.
I love it. Okay.
Yeah. Have something definitely to have, you know, to lean on as your support system. Do the announcing as a side gig. A dream, you know, it is a dream job, but man, the lumps and no's that you take along the way can be very just humbling, you know, that without a doubt, but it's nice to know that you have a job to come back to if it doesn't work out, you know, have a steady paycheck coming in because it is still, even to this day, feast or famine, you know. Like, I haven't had a show since what we had Invicta, but prior to that was 3 weeks, and then 2 weeks, 3 weeks after that, you don't know when they're going to come, and it could be taken away tomorrow.
Right.
Look it all in.
I understand that being in the broadcast booth for, you know, Shamrock Fighting Championships and all the stuff that I do with them and with this show. Yeah, I mean, all of this could end tomorrow and I'm happy where I've made it to, but you're always wanting more. So that's my last question to you here. Joe, what's next? What is next for Joe Martinez?
You know, I have personal goals. The announcing, if it continues to go the way it is and we're on a larger stage or a bigger scale. I'm so content, Jeremy. I'm so happy where I am right now. 10 UFCs a year, that's perfect for me. Even if it's 6, that's good for me. I'm blessed, you know, if it's going to be that. But my wife and I, we just bought 10 acres in North Georgia, which is number, it was at the time number 50 on my list of the top 50 places to live. And I just tell people, I say, do not speak your fears, you know, because God's going to put you where you sometimes don't feel the most comfortable. And this was the place, you know, where I flew out of here twice in August. And I came back and I told my wife, I said, this isn't the state. This isn't where we're supposed to be. Because in May, we sold everything we owned. We bought a fifth wheel trailer and we're like, we're going road, you know, evangelism. We're gonna share the word with everybody in you know, in our path. So we had a 2-year plan to just travel, visit, you know, different states in the country and take our kids, homeschool them. A third of it was to travel. A third of it was to find out where we wanted to live. And a third of it was to just, you know, spread the gospel. And 6 months later, here we are, you know, way ahead of our own schedule. But, you know, we can always have a plan. You ask me what my plan is, it doesn't really matter because, you know, ultimately God's got the plan. And whatever he tells me to do is what I'm going to do. So this ranch that we have here, you know, we want to build onto it. We want to welcome mission teams and families, fathers, sons, daughters, and mothers just to come out, and we want to share with them. And we want them to have, we call it a place of refuge where they can just come and take the weight of the world off for a week or for a weekend and just reconnect with God or find out, you know, the direction that he wants them to go. You know, so that's my heart right there, you know, in a nutshell.
I love it, Joe. I love it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are talking to the UFC's Joe Martinez. Joe, do you know what your next show coming up is going to be?
I do. Belém, Brazil. I leave Thursday, and I'll be down there. I'm excited, man. You know, I looked at the travel schedule. It's pretty intense, but you know, I think the show's going to be great. I did Brazil last February down in Fortaleza, and the fans are just, they're fanatical.
Oh yeah,
they love the sport. They love the community. You know, their fight community, and the atmosphere is incredible. So I'm looking forward to Brazil.
All right, cannot wait. Joe Martinez, UFC ring announcer for Invicta, Golden Boy Promotions. Check him out everywhere. Joe, is there any way if the fans can need to contact you or if they want to learn more about your projects coming up, how do they get a hold of you?
You can go through our website, anchorofhopeusa.org.
Love it. anchorofhopeusa.org. Check it out. Joe Martinez, thank you so much for joining us today here on That MMA Show.
Thanks, Jeremy. God bless you, man. Have a good one.
A great interview with the UFC and Invicta Golden Boy. He is out there everywhere. Joe Martinez, thank you so much for joining me today. Remember, guys, go check out all of our great sponsors that I talked about in the beginning of the show. Go check out one of my new ones, www.faceandjunk.com, the best in men's care products. Stuff for your skin, stuff for shaving, soaps, body washes. Go check them all out at www.faceandjunk.com. Guys, it's been a great episode today, and we will have more to come next week. So remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next time right here on That MMA Show. Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, because I'm crossing the lane. Just turn it on. Get ready. You're listening to That MMA Show.